And welcome to the second set of the Cool Jazz Set. This is your host, Paul Pierce. We are here every Sunday playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. We're coming to you live from WDCE at 90.1 FM, originating from the beautiful University of Richmond campus, streaming on the web at WDCE.org. Our show is recorded and will be posted and available tomorrow on our website, CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on radio shows. And thanks for tuning in. We're presenting you with a musical jazz buffet. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. We hope that you like our table. We're setting a table up with some gravy and lots of good stuff to listen to. Hopefully you will enjoy it. We'll start this set off with Miss Ann Hampton Callaway from an album that she has done recently, live at Jazz at Lincoln's Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. This is her Sarah Vaughan project, and this is a tune that she recorded. I think you'll like it. It's Duke Ellington's In a Mellow Tone, Miss Ann Hampton Callaway.
Feeling fancy free, but I'm not alone. I've got company, everything's okay. The livelong day with this mellow song, I can't go wrong in a mellow tone. That's the way to live. If you mope and groan, something's gotta give. Just go your way. Thank you.
Arthur Hughes and the Cannonball Coltrane Project from the album Spectacular. Luther Hughes, the leader and the bassist. Glenn Cashman on tenor sax. Bruce Babad on alto. Ed Zack on piano. And Paul Krebich on drums. And that's a really nice recording. They have a nice website, too. It's CannonballColtraneProject.com. You might want to go there and check it out. They have four albums out celebrating the great music of Cannonball Adderley and, of course, John Coltrane. And that was All Blues, Miles Davis's tune. Before that, we heard a nice quintet, Michael Blanco, bassist and band leader up in New York, who also happens to be a friend of my son's, from his album entitled In the Morning. And we heard a tune he wrote called Uptown Meditations. And that featured Rich Perry on tenor saxophone, Aaron Goldberg on piano, Alan Ferber, the trombonist, Bill Campbell on drums, and let's see, of course, Michael Blanco on acoustic bass. Let's see, I had a request to play some Joe Williams, and I'm going to do that right now. This is the one and only great Joe Williams with a tune I know you've heard, Just Friends and Lovers No More.
Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think of all we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending. It isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. Two friends, but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just Thank you. once I loved. And I gave so much love to this love. You were the world to me. Once I cried at the thought I was foolish and proud and let you say goodbye. Then one day from my infinite sadness you came and brought me love again. Now I know that no matter whatever befalls, I'll never let you go. I will hold you close, make you stay, because love is the saddest thing when it goes away. Love is the saddest thing when it goes.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Let me issue a special welcome to our listeners who tune in on WYAP Radio in Clay, West Virginia. Also, our listeners in Surprise Valley, California, who listen in on KDUP FM, and also to our friends in Geneva, New York, who I think have gotten some snow, and hopefully they're listening in on the very popular Geneva Community Radio. And, of course, welcome to our regular listeners here and those around the globe that listen on the website. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, here every week at this time playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And tonight's show, a Thanksgiving jazz buffet, an array of tasty musical morsels, and I hope you're enjoying them. We just heard a nice recording by Mr. Sinatra, played that for my friend Joe, Once I Loved. And before that, a nice recording featuring flugelhornist Guido Basso, backed by a string orchestra, directed by Phil Dwyer, and we heard Time on My Hands. I love his flugelhorn playing. He has a beautiful touch with that. Up next, this is a nice recording. This is a Billy Taylor composition called Easy Walker, and I've heard Ray Brown's trio play it. This is Christy McBride's trio, and it's a very similar arrangement, but very nicely done. So here's Mr. McBride with his trio and Easy Walker.
Thank you. Shining star for you to see, what your life can truly be. Shining star.
And that was the one and only Groove for Thought and Marvelous Vocal Group from their album Inspired and Shining Star. And let's see, before that we heard the great Barney Kessel with a trio backing him, Monty Alexander, John Clayton on bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums, and we heard Moonlight Walk. That was recorded in 1987, the late great guitarist Barney Kessel. Here's Oscar Peterson. I think you will enjoy this. They all laughed. Mr. Peterson. Dr. Peterson, if you will. Of course, Oscar Peterson and Ray Brown and Ed Thigpen, they all laughed. And before that, we heard Groove for Thought, Shining Star. Before that, the Barney Kessel piece, Moonlight Walk, which he wrote. Up next, this is Buddy Tate, great tenor saxophonist with Georgia on My Mind.
as you live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours forms an old, implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast, mysterious sky. I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
And something's gotta give right here. It's about time for me to say goodnight. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and I want to wish all of you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. I hope you get to spend some time with your family, and I look forward to being back here with you next week, same time, same station. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great week.